Radio MM.net. Kurt Tillman back in the studios as we've got a great lineup for you here. And this matchup is what most people, most of the season, year round, since December started, thought could happen, and it now will happen. It is Little River, the top-ranked team, number one seed in 1A Division I, and they've been the top-ranked team all year long, taking on the number two-ranked team and the two seed in this tournament, and that's been the Centralia Panthers, who have been ranked number two all year long and gets the two seed in this tournament, a matchup that everybody was hoping for, and now it's in front of us, the Panthers taking on Little River. It's a rematch from a season ago, the semifinal round in this state tournament last year, and Little River upended Centralia 50-42. Fast forward to this past fall, Boz, and that was when Little River knocked out Centralia in the state volleyball tournament. So the last two times these two teams, these two schools have linked up in women's sports, it's gone the way of Little River, but Centralia, they've got everything on their side of things, hoping they can make that change today.
Yeah, this is going to be a fantastic matchup. As you said, it's what people have been wanting. When you go through the state tournament, sometimes people are fans of upset games, which is always exciting, and you're never going to, you know, complain about that. But when you have the top-ranked team, the second-ranked team in state all year long, this is the matchup that people wanted to see. And there's some history with these two teams, and it's gone the way of Little River lately. I think Centralia maybe got a little chip on their shoulder, ready to take down Little River.
As we mentioned yesterday in the semifinal game between Centralia and Troy, Centralia now for the fourth time in the last six seasons are in a state tournament. 2020, that was the COVID year. Boz and I were here to call the miraculous comeback by Kennedy Becker and crew from Centralia as they came all the way back to win against Cunningham, upsetting the top-seeded Cunningham Wildcats, but then they got shut down. They were part of the 4-ever 4 in 2020. In 2022, they were in the same exact spot, 24-0, coming into the state title game, and they fell to Pretty Prairie in that title game in 2022. Last year, state third-place finisher after losing to Little River in the semis, they bounced back and got a big win in their third-place game a season ago. All that's behind them. This is a group for Centralia right now with Tatum Kramer and Owen Dieters leading the charge as the senior leaders on this team wanting to go out on top.
Yeah, they've just had a fantastic season, and you want nothing more than to just put the cherry on top. Let's get the state title, complete the season, complete the goal they set out from day one. They've got a lot of motivation, and I really like this Centralia team. We've talked a lot about them all season long, just all the different pieces that they have, it's all come together for them. Last year, they were a really young team overall, a bunch of freshmen on the court for them. They're another year of experience this year, another year of maturity, and I really like what Centralia has and what they bring to the table and their chances on getting this state title done tonight.
Head coach here for the Panthers, Dusty Thompson, assisted by Kurt Rempe, and also Morgan Kramer, Boss. She was on that 2020 team, that Forever Four team. That felt like they could have made that run to the championship game. Centralia, hey, we talked about it yesterday in our broadcast for Centralia and Troy. They're the team that has now their 11th state title appearance. They're trying to get their sixth title in school history, first since 2016. We had an opportunity to talk to head coach Dusty Thompson. You'll hear from him in just a few moments. It's the Road to Glory 1A Division I state title game, Centralia and Little River, coming up next here on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM, KMZA Seneca.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Jay Spalding back with you. It's the Road to Glory here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca, and we're getting ready for this state title matchup here between Little River and Centralia. Head coach Dusty Thompson of the Panthers, and coach, you guys are at a state title game once again, looking for that first title since 2016. Your team has found themselves here. Yesterday's contest against Troy, a battle through three quarters, but you guys turned it on in the fourth quarter, got some separation, defense led to offense. What was the turning point for you guys yesterday?
Oh, I think the turning point was just settling in. You know, yeah. I've said all year long, we got to find a way to get to halftime in tight games and make some adjustments and come out. And I thought the girls, the third quarter, we kind of got what we were looking for at times and then kind of went away from it. And that fourth quarter, they really settled in,
yeah.
Got to the basket, forced, you know, Troy not real deep, and we forced them to have to foul and do some things and make right. things easier.
Troy just finished up placing third in the state, beating Quinter a little while ago. But you guys have an opportunity here, a big-time chance, to get that first state title since 2016. You guys are the only team in the Final Four that have double-digit state title appearances and have got some titles to your belt that is more than just two. What's it mean for you guys knowing that you guys got a real opportunity to get yourselves back on top here today?
Oh, it means a lot, you know, and I'll start with saying we had a pep rally at the hotel, and it looks like 150, 160 people there, you know. It means a lot to the girls, but it means a lot to the community just to be able to compete in this game, and girls are going to come out and do what they can do, and we'll see where we're at the end of the night.
Taking on Little River, matchup, rematch from last year in the semifinals. Little River got you 50-42 in that game. Both teams pretty similar from a season ago as well. What's it going to take for you guys to get this state title here today?
Oh, I think it's going to take, like you said, settling in, hitting some shots, you know, understanding what they can do and trying to take some things away that I think we're capable of doing if we just remember and buy into it's a four-quarter ball game.
There's definitely some size on both of these teams. Is it something that you guys are planning on being able to utilize your guys, again, as we call them, the Twin Towers down low, and then Lady Liberty out in the front? That's Owen Dieters. Just tell me about the cohesiveness you've seen from this team and where you guys are at right now with that.
Oh, I think so. I mean, you know, we've got to find a way today to be a little more inside out and use each other to get open shots, you know, and things like that, and just continue to do what we've done all season. Don't go away from things because things get tight in a championship game. You know, it's a four-quarter game. We played a lot of great teams this year, and Little River will be another one, and just stick with what we've done all year.
Starting lineups and opening tip-off coming up here in just moments here from Dodge City. Coach Dusty Thompson, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jake.
All right, Coach Thompson of the Centralia Panthers again. One more timeout. We've got tip-off coming up. 1AD1 Girls State title game coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
The new way to stay connected while on the go, Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net, Giant Communications and JBN Telephone, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at Dodge City, and you can feel things starting to turn up a little bit. Jake and Boz with you here in Dodge City. United Wireless Arena is the site for this state championship basketball game between the Centralia Lady Panthers taking on the Little River Lady Redskins. Thanks so much for tuning in with us here today. As earlier in third place matchup, it was the Troy Trojan girls making history in their school. Never have they ever won a state tournament game, let alone make it to a third place match where they won earlier today, defeating the Quinter Bulldogs 50-36. So congratulations to them and Coach Jasper for that victory. It's time to get a Twin Valley League school with another state title underneath their belt here as they take on Little River. Boz and I mentioned it at the top of the broadcast, as once again, this is a rematch from semifinal a season ago. The Little River Redskins also defeated Centralia in state volleyball. These two teams very familiar with each other. Not much has changed from last year to this year between these two teams. I think both are just ready to get this ball into the air.
Yeah, I think they're ready to go. Both teams, as we mentioned earlier, they're familiar with each other. I think the difference, maybe Centralia's got a little more confidence coming into this game as opposed to last year when they were awfully young. Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, some of the guards, the freshmen that played last year, they've played a full year now under their belt. We got a lot more experience. The thing with this game is it's interesting when you start looking at matchups, and it is a little bit of a weird matchup when you face Little River. They start 5'5", 5'10", 5'10", 5'9", 6'1". This is a big, tall, lengthy team from Little River, so I'm very interested to see how Centralia is going to match up. They love to play pressure man-to-man defense in the half court, but I don't know exactly how they're going to do it with the size from Little River. So I think Centralia is still going to be very, very aggressive like they always are. This is going to be a physical game, and if Centralia can play that kind of game like they want, I think they're going to be in good shape.
Little River will be in the home whites with the black letters and numerals trimmed in red. It'll be the road blacks for Centralia, bottom side of the bracket. This is the 1-2 matchup, not only in seeding, but in ranking here as well, as both teams clear the floor now and will be ready for another anthem that will be sung here before this title game. We will be introducing the entire rosters, the entire ADs, everybody, for both of these teams. And so a great matchup about to get underway here in just a little bit. Again, remember, Centralia, this is their 11th state title appearance. They've won 5 in their program history, none since 2016. But they've been in this title game many, many a time. Little River, on the other hand, they won it last year. They're trying to defend their title. And big time thank for Little River. They have 2 less games this year than the Panthers did. Little River coming in 23-0. Centralia coming in at 25-0. Both of these teams, perfect records, unscathed so far this season.
Again, I just think it's going to be a fantastic matchup. It's something we've been looking forward to all season long. And one thing to talk about with Little River, they have maybe the best overall athlete on the court, Erica Feldman, a 6'1 junior. She was the KVCA volleyball player of the year for Little River. Phenomenal athlete. That's going to be an interesting matchup. Whoever draws her from Centralia, just watching Little River play last night, I think they're going to want to be real physical with her. She's a tall girl, but not necessarily what I would call super aggressive. She's not going to bully her way to the basket. She floats around the perimeter a little bit. It's just going to be interesting to see how Centralia shuts down one of their top players. Now, that's not all Little River hat. They've got some good players also on the perimeter. All right, we're going to take our final pregame timeout for National Anthem. Back with starting lineups and tip-off coming up next here on the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
In basketball, it's a strong defense wins championships.
You're listening to the Road to Glory.
Cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
The Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. Online at giantcomm.net. What a great week we have had across the entire state, and it's not even close to being done yet. Our first state title match of the day across the MSC Sports Radio Network. We've got three going on right now, Buzz, over on 103.9 KNCA. It's Silver Lake girls trying to repeat as state champs. On 96.9 The Pulse, it's the Seaman Lady Vikings trying to repeat as state champions. And then right here on 92.1, we are trying to get Centralia their first state title since 2016. As we've prepared you for this matchup in our pregame show here today, it's been all about the matchups and what we're looking for here tonight between these two squads. Both teams have some height, both teams have some prolific scorers, and both teams have phenomenal coaches. Cy Rawls at Little River and Dusty Thompson for Centralia. Just a great matchup here today, Bob. We'll get you started in just a second, but what are you most excited about with this ball game?
Well, I'm kind of excited to see how Centralia comes out. If they change their game plan a little bit, and I don't know that they will. Coach Thompson hasn't alluded to that. Centralia is a tough man-to-man defense pressure all over the court. As soon as the opposition gets across the half-court line, Centralia typically has somebody on the perimeter guarding. They don't let you breathe offensively. They want to just frustrate you as much as they can. I don't know that Centralia is going to do anything different, so I'm just kind of excited to see if that pressure man gets to Little River and gets them frustrated early in this game.
Little River dominated Colony Crest before they knocked off Quinter last night in the semifinal to make it to this point. Centralia, they have been at St. John Hudson by almost 30 before knocking off Troy by 18 yesterday in the semifinal round. Starting lineups here presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Just like it, you need a great lineup on the basketball court. You need a great lineup for an opportunity if your vehicle needs some maintenance. That's at Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Hayden Kramer at 11 points versus Troy, averaging 8 points per game this season. And Hayden Kramer coming in as a 5'7" sophomore. Tatum Kramer, a 5'5" senior, has had a great matchup playing defensively throughout this entire tournament. 6 points, four boards per game. Owen Dieters for Centralia. She's a 5'6" senior, averaging 17 points a game. She had 24 points, 12 boards, and 7 assists in the semis yesterday. Dava Gibbs, 13 points against Troy. She's one of the two Twin Towers sophomore forwards. Centralia. Dava Gibbs standing at 5'10" as a sophomore. And Josie Haberkamp, 5'11" sophomore down low for the Panthers as well. How about for the Redskins? It's Adeline Strecker, a 5'5" junior, as well as Salen Rowley, a 5'10" sophomore down low. Avery Lafferty, 5'10" sophomore. She's been impressive in this state tournament so far. Havana Olander, a 5'9" junior. And then down low, Erica Felton, we talked a lot about her. She's a 6'1" junior forward for the Redskins. It'll be Gibbs. It'll be Feldman at the center of the court. Centralia and their road blacks moving right to left. Little River left to right. The tip is won and controlled by Centralia. Here's Dieters in the front court. Left-handed dribbles to the left wing. That fakes on a three. Man-to-man defense here by the Skins. Down low, Gibbs. Turnaround J. No. Rebound tapped around. Hayden Kramer has it on the baseline. One dribble, needs some help, cutting to the basket is Gibbs. Now top of the key, it's Tatum Kramer. High post flash from Haberkamp to the right wing, it's Owen Dieters. Trying to get by her defender, Strecker, as she does. 15-footer is good for Owen Dieters. Well, I think it's important for her to get off to a quick start. Last couple games, we've seen her make her first couple shots. That kind of sets the tone offensively for her. 2-0 Panthers. Here's Belkamp. She'll step back for a three. That's short. Rebound, out of bounds. It'll go to Centralia. Yeah, quick shot from Centralia. I'm a little surprised. One pass, and Feldman went ahead and fired up a long three.
She definitely has that in her repertoire, but the southpaw left that one short. Full court man-to-man pressure being applied. Oh, I beg your pardon. It's full court press here by Little River, broken with ease here by the Panthers. As Dieters in the front court, elevates from 8 feet. Floater is good. Good start for Owen Dieters. The Panthers are up 4-0.
Little River threw a little three-quarter court, 2-2-1 zone trap, and Owen Dieters didn't even hesitate, dribbled right through it.
And a near turnover by Little River, able to save it in by with Strecker, and then she nearly went back court on the diving effort by Olander, but keeping it alive, here's Strecker in the front court.
And we talked about pressure man-to-man from Centralia. They were pressuring all the way near half court.
Reverse layup is missed by Little River. That was Lafferty. Ball on the deck, picked up by Josie Haberkamp, finding Hayden Kramer looking to push. Cut off by Olander, and they'll slow things down here. Four fingers in the air from Coach Dusty Thompson. Foul here by Strecker. No, an offensive foul. They'll call a moving screen on Josie Haberkamp. Oh, I beg your pardon. That was on Tava Gibbs. And that's a tough break because Owen Dieters dribbled off that screen. Tava was standing still. She kind of got hit by the defender, and it looked kind of funny, and the official was right here, went ahead and blew the whistle. Bringing the ball across the timeline is Rowley, 5'10" sophomore, handling the basketball. She's guarded by Hayden Kramer. Gets it out the Strecker on the left wing. Now top of the key, it's Olander. Now Feldkamp. Gibbs guarding her. Turnaround Jay at the right elbow, no good. Rebound stays in bounds, though, by Lafferty for Little River. And then maybe she stepped on the boundary. Yes, she did. The turnover number one on Little River. So that'll allow for full court pressure again here by the Redskins. It's 4-0 Centralia. Just 2 minutes gone by. Here's a tip ball. Fresh on the deck still and trying to keep it alive. And Kramer throws it into the hands of Olander. Left hand layup. No. Rebound fought for. Kept alive by Strecker. Her shot still no. Olander, another offensive rebound. This one won't go. Rebound ripped away by Josie Haberkamp for Centralia.
Well, a couple missed opportunities from Little River, but great job by Haberkamp when she secured that board. Just real strong with it, chinned it.
Nice wraparound pass here by Dieters to Gibbs. Her shot rejected by Feldkamp. They keep it alive, though, to the Panthers. Tatum Kramer, head fake on a three. Fires a bank shot from 15.
Ooh, I love it. Off the glass, a little kiss.
5:10 to go on the frame. It's 6-0 Centralia. This state title game here in Dodge City. Jacob Oz with you. Kirk Tillman back at the studio. Ball loose on the deck. Picked up by Olander. Little River in the front court. Down by six. Down low. Here's Lafferty. And a foul will be called here. Shooting foul here. So Olander will go to the line to shoot two. 4:58 to go in the first frame. Foul will be called on Owen Dieters, who tried to get a little help side defense there.
Well, we talked an awful lot about Erica Feldman from Little River, and she's probably the one player that scores a lot for Little River. But Avery
Yes, Avery Lafferty. She is a 5'10 post. She is nothing to laugh about. Strong, aggressive post player. She had a big-time game last night against Quinter.
Makes the first free throw. Second one spins out. Rebound fought for, and coming away with it is Strecker for Little River. So second chance opportunity. This one, volleyball spiked into the backcourt by Hayden Kramer. Picked up by Peters. Turnover on the Redskins, their second. Now Dieters driving baseline, spinning in the lane. Kick out Tatum Kramer, head fakes on a three, now right wing. Hayden Kramer driving into the baseline, kicks it back out to the top. Owen Dieters, ball loose, picked up by Owen. Looking to drive into the lane. Feldkamp is there, so she backs things back out. Skips it into the far corner. Hayden Kramer, she'll fire a corner three on the way. Hit the side of the backboard, kept alive by Hayden. Off the window, no. Rebound, Tava gives, tied up. It'll be a jump ball, alternate possession to Little River.
A couple good looks from Centralia, and really, this is a frantic pace from both teams. They're not executing terribly well because there's so much defensive pressure. They're uncomfortable, and you're getting a lot of people driving to the basket trying to force shots.
Who do you think this favors, this kind of a pace right now?
I think it favors Centralia 100%. I think Little River's a lot more methodical with what they try to do.
4:10 to go in this first quarter, 6-1 Centralia. Little River with the basketball. On the left wing it goes. That's Rayleigh. Salen will fire it down low to Lafferty. Bank shot missed. Rebound. Gives for Centralia. Picked up, though. It was loose ball, and a layup is missed by Olander. And I believe Owen Dieters just picked up her second foul. No, it went on Tatum Kramer. So you got a foul on Tatum, a foul on Owen, and a foul on Tava for Centralia. Three team fouls. No fouls on Little River yet in this game. Cora Thompson in the game right now for Centralia. Free throw is made by Olander.
Tough break for Centralia on that one. Tava Gibbs got the rebound, secured it, lost her footing, was falling down, had to get rid of it quickly to avoid the turnover. That led to the foul from Centralia.
Second free throw, too strong. Rebound, Hayden Kramer. It's Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Josie Haverkamp, Cora Thompson for the Panthers. Resetting your lineups today, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer. Tatum Kramer to the right wing, it's Hayden. Switching onto a zone defense here now by Little River. Into the far corner it goes. Owen Dieters had to face on a three, dribbles it back out with the left hand between the rings. Gives it near side to Tatum. High post action there by Thompson, but couldn't get it to her. Peters looking to drive on Strecker. Cut off on the baseline. Caught in the corner. Out to Haverkamp. Josie will fire a three. No. Rebound. And stepping on the end line, it'll stay Centralia basketball. Rebounded there by Olander, but her foot was on the line.
Great hustle that time by Hayden Kramer. She could have let that ball go to the corner. Little River would have retained possession, but she just put enough pressure on her, forced the Little River player to step on the sideline.
Hayden Kramer to trigger it in. In for the first time is Keelan Rempe for the Panthers. She replaces Tatum Kramer. Here's a ball. Entry pass. Owen Dieters falling out of bounds, trying to save it in at the turnover on the Panthers. 6-2, Centralia with the lead as we got 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Into the game, Evie Look for the first time. She gets it over to Lafferty on the left wing. Lafferty looking to drive baseline around. Rempe shot missed. Rebound Dieters. Up the court quickly. Here come the Panthers in transition. Hayden Kramer, left lane line. Shot blocked. But right there's Tava Gibbs to clean it up.
Great job hustling down the court by Tava Gibbs. If you're a trailer like that, you're assuming it's going to be a miss. You want to be there to clean that up, and that's what Tava Gibbs did.
Great hustle by Hayden Kramer, but got blocked. You got Strecker and Rayleigh around the perimeter right now. Centralia still running man-to-man defense. Lafferty, straightaway three on the way. It's good.
And Lafferty at 5'10", you wouldn't think she could step out and knock down those threes, but we saw her make a couple last night.
8-5 now. Panthers with the lead by three. Hayden Kramer on the right wing. Skip pass. Nice one. Down low to Tava Gibbs. Off the window. Count it. She's got four. And the foul.
Great job by Tava Gibbs. You know, I talked a little bit about her last year as a freshman. I was really impressed with her footwork, the way she controlled her body. She did just that right there. Caught the pass, gathered herself, took it up strong.
Foul on Evie Looker first. Gibbs to the line for one. Spinning out of there is that rebound. Gibbs has been so good lately from the free throw line. 10-5, Centralia up with 2 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Top of the key, Strecker, she'll fire a three. That's off the mark. Good box out there by Tava Gibbs to clear the rebound. off to Rempe. Keelan will bring this ball up to the timeline, get it off to Hayden Kramer. Dribbles up on the right wing. Now top of the key. Rempe swings it near side of Dieters. She'll fire a left wing three off the mark. Backside rebound saved in by Hayden Kramer, though. Into the corner. Needs help. Top of the key. Rempe, she can hit this shot. She fires in and out. Rebound fought for, and Kayla Gibbs just picked up her second foul. Fable's going after the offensive board. She realized she wasn't going to get it. Tried to pull herself back, but momentum carried her into the Little River rebounder, and she picks up her second. 1:33 to go in the quarter, and Dava Gibbs will have to come out of this ballgame, replaced by Cora Thompson. Hayden Kramer will go out. Tatum will come back in. So it's Tatum, Kramer, Keelan Rempe, Owen Dieters, Josie Haberkamp, and Cora Thompson in the game right now for the Panthers. And size advantage now for Little River, especially Thompson having to draw the tall task of guarding Erica Feldkamp. Little River with the basketball. Strecker across the timeline. Dribbling on Dieters. Gets to the Feldkamp. Out around the perimeter. Lafferty head fakes on a three, but she traveled with it.
Yeah, shuffle the pivot foot.
Coach Cy Rawls claps his hands at her and says, you got to slow down. Dusty Thompson calling out the signals for the Panthers, who have the basketball up by five. 1:14 to go here in the first frame. Dieters guarded by Strecker. Strecker, great on-ball pressure defense here. Back door cut to Tatum Kramer. Picks up a personal foul, kind of a frustration foul there, and that's going to be her second.
Yeah, last thing you want for Centralia is to get fouls that start mounting up. Two players already in the first quarter with two fouls.
And that's a 15th foul, so free throws at the other end. Tatum with two, Gibbs with two, Dieters with one.
Oh. 5-1 on the foul count in favor of Little River, but they're not it's not as lopsided as you might think. A lot of the fouls have actually happened when Centralia's been going after offensive boards.
So send Avery Lafferty to the line. She's 1-for-2 tonight. Misses the first. And what led to that foul and that turnover by Centralia, Dieter's great back cut by Tatum Kramer, but the length right now of Little River, that back door cut might not be available because of the length.
Yeah, if you're going to throw it over the top, it's got to be perfect.
Second toss by Lafferty. Off the back heel, no. Rebound, though, Little River. Second chance opportunity is missed. Rebound for Haberkamp for the Panthers. Oh, quickly up the floor and ball loose on the deck and turnover here on Centralia, their fourth. Peter's trying to push the pace and it goes in the hands of the Redskins. Still 10-5, 45 seconds to go in the first. Rayleigh, left wing. Lafferty will fire another three. That's an air ball. Rebound backside, though, by Look. Trying to step through two defenders. Ball poked away by Dieters and picked up. Turnover number four on Little River. Up the court. Tatum Kramer down low. Josie Haberkamp. Power dribble at the rack. Shot blocked by Feldkamp.
Yeah, Feldkamp, she's a presence at 6'1", an athletic player in the paint. She's the rim protector for Little River.
You got to collect yourself, kind of go into her body. Don't fade away like we just saw right there. There's a deflection off the knee of Olander, and Tatum Kramer guarding her. Olander gets some separation, kicks it out. Feldkamp, she'll fire a right wing three. Good.
You can't give Feldman any space on the three.
1 second remaining. Dieters, half court heave is good. Owen Dieters at the buzzer. Answers the three from Feldman with one from half court.
She was too close on the other one.
Way too close, apparently. At the end of the first, it's 13-8 Centralia. We're back after this timeout here on the MSV Sports Radio Network.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
No matter your age or health status, regular screenings are extremely important. Many people may put off labs because of costs, but Community Healthcare System is here to help. Get low-cost labs on Saturday, April 5th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the health clinics located in Holton or St. Mary's. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screenings are just $30. And men, you can add a PSA test for just $15. Make sure you contact St. Mary's Clinic or Holton Family Health Center to schedule your appointment. Walk-ins are also welcome. We look forward to seeing you in Holton or St. Mary's on Saturday, April 5th.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Out of the corner, timeout, a shot up by Peters, no good. Rebound by Feldman for Little River. Up the floor, throws it away into the hands of Centralia, and a foul called here on Little River. Jacob Bosch with you courtside here in Dodge City. 1A Division I girls state title game. Little River and Centralia. Foul called on Havana Olander. That'll be her first, team's first here in the frame.
Well, you see Centralia, I saw Tatum Kramer a second ago just giving the motion to calm down a little bit. Yeah.
Down low. Haverkamp! Nice feed that time from Peters. And Haverkamp, the easy deuce. Her first basket of the game. It's 15-8 Panthers. Hayden Kramer, Owen Dieters, Tatum Kramer, Josie Haverkamp, Keelan Rempe in the game for the Panthers. No Tava Gibbs. She's got two fouls already in this contest. Down low it goes. First time of the game, Lucy Wright out to Feldman. She'll fire a right wing three. Oh, my goodness. Look out. That's her second.
That was an inside out. They threw it directly into the post. Owen Dieters was on Feldman that time. Dieters turned around to dig on the post. They kicked it right back out to Feldman.
15-11 Panthers. Here's a baseline drive. Kicked out top of the key. Hayden Kramer trying to answer with a three. And she does. Holding three fingers in the air. Two claps. And says, let's go. 18-11.
Love the attitude right now from Centralia. They are not backing down one bit. They're playing really aggressive basketball, knocking down shots.
Feldman on the right wing. She'll fire another three. That one's good. She's got nine on three triples. And my goodness, is this going to be a three-point contest?
Well, you don't want to let Feldman heat up if you are Centralia. And right now, Feldman just flat getting after it.
Here's a jump ball on a rebound after a missed shot from Dieters. Possession goes to Little River. Owen Dieters going to the near side official asking, hey, I kind of got bumped there when I went on my baseline drive. Gives back in the game for Rempe. So at the starting five for the Panthers. And Kramer, Dieters, Gibbs, Haverkamp. Resetting your lineups here, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. 6:16 to go in the first half. 18-14 Centralia, led by as many as seven here in this ballgame. Heating up is Erica Feldman for the Redskins, and a foul here on Hayden Kramer. That's going to be her first. Panthers aggressive, as they always are, Boz.
Yeah,
got to be a little bit careful.
Sometimes a little overly aggressive. That time was right in front of Coach Thompson, and he looked at her like, what are we doing? Breaking it easy on the official.
First one on a Hayden, first team foul in the quarter. Left-handed dribble, it's Olander. It's the starting five out there right now for Little River and Strecker, Rayleigh, Lafferty, Olander, and Felpin. Down low, Lafferty spins in the lane, but she travels. The second time you've seen that from her tonight. She looks at Coach Ty Rawls and says, did I do it again? And he shook his head, yes.
Yeah, just a little happy feet. She's trying to operate in the post, and right when she goes to make, that time she tried to drop step to her left shoulder and shuffled her feet before she put the ball on the floor.
Centralia in the front court. Dieters throws it away. Gibbs wasn't ready for that pass. Here's a down transition opportunity and thrown out of bounds by Rayleigh. And man, give credit there to Owen Dieter. She threw it away, but she got back defensively and forced the issue.
You asked me a little bit ago, who does it favor, this tempo, this style? And I still think it's Centralia. You're speeding Little River up enough to where they're not super comfortable playing that way. They turn the ball over on that fast break.
Left wing, it's Kramer looking for Josie Haverkamp, who's demanding the basketball. Gets it on the block. Spinning on Lafferty over the top. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Josie Haverkamp. That's going to be her first, team's second. Josie does not agree, neither does Coach Thompson or anybody in orange and black.
Surprising a little bit because what's going on in the paint, in the post? It's been very physical both ways.
18-14, timeout on the floor. 5:26 to go in this first half. We're back in half a minute here on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in Dodge City, it's Jake and Boss courtside. Ray, Kirk Kilman back at the studio, 5:20 to go in the first half. Centralia with an 18-14 lead out of the Little River timeout. Nearly a walk at the top of the key by Strecker. Gets it off to Feldman, trying to tie the game with a three. She cannot. The jump ball possession will go to the Panthers. And the only way that would have tied the game, Boss, is if she was fouled as well. My mistake. It's 18-14, not a three-point game. Nevertheless, Centralia with the basketball following that alternate possession.
Yeah, Hayden Kramer did a good job of getting after that loose ball. She didn't do a great job boxing out. It was a long rebound off the rim, and she just dove after it to get the tie ball and get possession for Centralia.
Here's a foul by Little River as Salen Riley picks up her first, team second here in the quarter. 4:59 to go in the half. Dieters will trigger it in. Dieters, Haverkamp, Gibbs, Kramer starting five, and this pass from Haverkamp over to Tatum in the far corner is knocked out of bounds by Feldman.
Centralia's made a few dangerous passes, and normally those wouldn't be dangerous, but Feldman is so athletic and so long, Centralia's used to those passes getting there, no problem, but different when Feldman's out there.
Dieters triggers it into Hayden Kramer, now skips it to the left wing. It's Tatum now reversing it to the right side. Dieters, a right wing three. Count it! Second triple of the game. That one was a traditional one. 21-14 with 4:41 to go in the half.
Little River switched to that zone again. Yeah, Centralia did a real nice job moving the ball around the perimeter. Defense on the backside of the zone was slow reacting.
Down low, poached free by Dieters. Kept alive, though. Strecker straightaway three is good.
Shooting exhibition in this ball game so far. Both teams knocking down threes at a pretty high clip.
Five threes in the game now for Little River. Centralia's got three of their own. Dieters tries to answer, but that one's missed. Quickly up the floor. There's nobody back for Centralia. Now they do get back. Strecker right lane line drive. Blocking foul will send Strecker to the line for two. And Aiden Kramer just picked up her second foul. So foul trouble becoming an issue here in the first half for Centralia. Hayden Kramer with two. Tatum with two. David Gibbs also with two. This is why Coach Thompson believes in his program, that the depth that they've got. First toss coming up here by Strecker is no good. Melena Becker will come in for the first time. Rempe also back in, replacing Hayden Kramer and Tava Gibbs. Melena Becker, a 5'10 sophomore, Boz. She was tasked in the first game of this state tournament when St. John Hudson took on Centralia when they needed some extra bodies because of foul trouble. She'll have to play big here today as well. 21-17 the score. Second free throw is good by Strecker. She's got four straight points now. Poor Little River. It's a three-point game. Up the court. Centralia with the basketball. Tatum, her pass. Taken away by Feldman. A turnover on Centralia now. Number seven in this game.
That's the length again. Hayden Kramer thought she could throw it right over the top of that, but Feldman, she's just so long.
Strecker to the right corner, three. No, rebound backside, though, by Little River. Top of the key. Look with it. Needs help. Guarded by Rempe. Goes right lane, line off the window. No, but she's fouled by Rempe, and she'll go to the line for two. Evie Look will go to the line and shoot a pair.
Little River is able to keep that possession alive with an offensive rebound, and usually nothing good happens after an offensive board.
Free throw is good. Two-point game now with 3:42 to go, and again, you look at the amount of fouls Centralia has got in this ball game, and you got to take care of business here. Second free throw missed. The offensive rebound, though, tapped out of bounds off Centralia. Little River, 50-50 balls bouncing their way right now.
Yeah, Centralia's doing a pretty decent job boxing out for the most part, but they're not going after those balls. They're kind of standing around watching, waiting for somebody else to go get it. Everybody's got to just fly to the ball.
Trey's led by as many as seven. They're up by two with 3:32 to go in the half. Strecker down low to the newly checked in Lucy Wright. Turnaround Jay missed. Outside, three on the way for the lead from Look. It's good.
that's what Little River does in their game plan. They've got good guards that can knock down shots. They love to play inside out. From down seven to now up one, the Redskins, top ranked, top seed in this tournament. 22-21 with 3:10 to go in the opening half. Tatum Kramer gets it right wing. Dieters head fakes on a three. Step back into a three. No. And rebound Strecker. Here comes the Redskins. Quickly up the floor. Too far at a turnover. Number six in the game for Little River. It's interesting to me watching this because it kind of looks like Little River wants to get out and run, but they haven't been real efficient when the tempo gets faster. Little River goes about eight deep on their bench here in this beginning of portion of this game. Centralia the same. The differences are right now two fouls each for Kramer, and Gibbs for Centralia. Timeout, Coach Thompson, as the Peters crosses the timeline. We'll step aside. 2:50 to go in the half. 22-21, Little River leading Centralia. 1A Division I girls state title game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at Dodge City, as it's Little River on an 8-0 run right now. Timeout, Coach Thompson for Centralia. It's 22-21, 2:50 to go in the opening half. Let's reset your lineups presented by the Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. When you need a good lineup like you do on the basketball court, trust your local Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Owen Dieters, Hayden Kramer, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp on the floor with Tatum Kramer down low. Gibbs, shot missed. Rebound, pop four, and collected by Little River. They're looking to run now. Those are little chip shots they can't afford to miss. Up the court quickly now. Strecker head fakes on a three. Gives it back off to Look. Now right wing. It's Strecker down low to Feldman. Over two defenders. Shot missed. Rebound for Dieters and a foul on Feldman. Just her first. Here with 2:25 to go in the half. That was one of the few times you see Feldman just have go down to the block and plant herself and look for that post-entry pass. Normally she floats around the perimeter. Occasionally she'll flash to the ball, but that time they really wanted to get the ball inside to Feldman. 2:22 to go in the half. Dieters with the basketball. Crosses the timeline. Jake and Boz with you. Kurt back in the studio. Near side wing. Tatum Kramer head fakes on a three. High post flash from Haberkamp. Out to Dieters, who drives in. Kicks out Kramer in the left corner. Skip pass across the way to Hayden Kramer on the right wing. Hayden drives in the lane. Floater from the free throw line is missed. Rebound underneath the basket by Look for Little River. Looking to push and transition now. Up the court, no numbers. Feldman head fakes on a three. Maybe got away with an extra step, but Look for fire for three. No. Rebound Feldman. She'll fire from the free throw line. That's no good. And another offensive rebound nearly by Little River, but picked up by Hayden Kramer for Centralia. Kramer to Tatum, and a ball kicked out of bounds. It'll be Centralia basketball. Centralia on an extended scoring drought right now. We're up 21-14 with about 3.5, 4 minutes to go in this first half. Then you had a three by Strecker, a free throw by Strecker, and then a free throw by Look, followed by a three from Look, the 8-0 run here by Little River. Little River switching to this zone. They're putting one girl up front, pressuring man-to-man. Nice look under the basket. Tava Gibbs, nice feed from Dieters. And what Little River's doing, they're full-court pressure with one guard bringing the ball up the court, and then everyone else is back in the zone. Bank three by Salen Rayleigh. Looked like that was like the end of the quarter type of deal. She rushed to the three-point line and chucked it up, banks it home. Little River by two. Near corner it comes Rempe. High post to Gibbs, floats it up, no. Rebound Feldman for Little River. Now Evie Look across the timeline, trying to go around Rempe. Rempe cuts her off. Good job there by Keelan. Little River back to Feldman. She'll fire a right wing three. That's short. Rebound Fock four, and coming away with it, Tava Gibbs for the Panthers. Under a minute to go now as Gibbs smiles. And these girls look like they're having fun, yeah?
They do have a ton of fun. I love
Octavia Gibbs, her demeanor. She just loves playing. Dieter's aggressive take to the baseline. She's fouled and will go to the line for a two and immediately goes to her teammates and says, come on, get up. I love Owen Dieter's attitude, her mentality, her fire. She took a hard foul right there and turned back around like, let's go. 40 seconds to go in the half. It's 25-23, Little River. Dieter's to the line for two. 69% foul shooter on the season. First one missed. Lafferty comes back in. So does Olander for Little River. Hayden Kramer, Tava Gibbs go out as Cora Thompson and Keelan Rempe come back in for Centralia. One more toss here for Owen Dieters. Eight in the game. Still eight in the game as she misses both. Unlike Owen to miss one, let alone two, from the free throw line. Two-point lead for the Redskins. 30 seconds to go in the opening half. Centralia switches defense, going to a 2-3 zone. Left lane line drive, shot miss, rebound Dieters for the Panthers. That time Olander was trying to draw contact, nothing there. Patting the top of her head is Owen Dieters, calling out the signals with 15 seconds to go here in the half. One to dribble weave action, but she goes to the baseline. Dieters puts up a shot, foul, will go to the line for two, and I think the student section maybe have gotten her there.
Student section for Little River started a countdown, 3-2-1, and there was about 12 seconds on the clock. I don't know if Owen heard it and tried to hurry up a shot. Either way, it worked out. Centralia shooting free throws.
Dieters back to the line to shoot two more. Just went 0-for-2 a moment ago. First one is good.
There we go.
That was the second foul as well, an easy look. So the only Redskin in foul trouble. Panthers trying to get to the half with three players with only two. Second toss by Dieters. Bounces out. Rebound by Feldman. It's a one-point lead for the Redskins. 5 seconds to go. Feldman at half court. Dribbles it to the left. Now crossover. Straightaway three at the buzzer is short. We've reached halftime. Highland Community College halftime report. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. Little River. Top seed, top-ranked team in the state, leading the number two-ranked and two-seed Centralia Panthers, 25-24. We're back after this with the Highland Community College Halftime Report on the Road to Glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at the Highland Community College Halftime Show, presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu.
Jacob Boz with you. Kirk Kilman back in the studio. Halftime has came, and it's what I think anybody would probably guess, Boz.
Yes.
It's a close game. It's 25-24, Little River leading Centralia.
That's been a really good game. I mean, these are two good teams that are a little bit different. Little River got a little bit more size. They've got good guards, good shooters on the perimeter. Centralia, they've got the Twin Towers, we call them, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, Owen Dieters at the point. They have good guards as well, so the matchups have been great. And I've seen two teams doing maybe different things they're not completely used to. I saw Centralia go to a zone. I haven't seen a whole lot of zone from them. Little River went to a zone, so they're kind of mixing things up, maybe just trying to see what works.
I'll tell you one thing. You and I had a conversation before this game started, and I mentioned that to you, that I thought maybe we could see Centralia switch to his own because of the size. And I think it was not so much the size that's forced that zone a little bit for Centralia, but I think Coach Thompson needed to go zone to protect his own players in that first half because of foul trouble that we saw Centralia get into in that first half.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think that's probably why they did that. Anytime you get in a little bit of foul trouble there, you got to maybe try to adjust a little bit and get back in zone. The dangerous thing with that, with the shooters that Little River has, you're going to give them some opportunities. It's tough to rotate effectively in a zone and protect the perimeter.
Of Little River's 25 points, Boz, they've hit 7 3-pointers in this game.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No other field goal other than threes for Little River in this ball game.
Threes and free throws. Nothing in the paint. Is that right? Could that be right?
It has to be right. These are statistics.
They are official stats.
Speaking of first half stats tonight, Boz, what do we got?
Well, it's very even when you look at it from a statistical standpoint. Both teams, they each have 9 turnovers, which I would have thought, speeding that up a little bit, I thought maybe Little River would maybe get a little uncomfortable and sped up and turn the ball over a little bit more. And they have in the transition game, but Centralia's 9 turnovers, a lot of those have just come in their offense, trying to, adjust to the length of Little River. They've turned it over in their half-court offense more than they typically do. Rebounds, virtually even. Little River with 22, Centralia with 20. 9 offensive boards for Little River as opposed to 6 from Centralia. You know, the shooting percentage is a big deal. Centralia, they're shooting 38.5% from the field, just 33% behind the arc. It's just kind of flip-flopped for Little River, 27% field goal percentage, but almost 47% from the field. So the opportunities that Little River's had behind the arc, they've taken advantage of it.
Well, I mean, you talk about 38% from the field for Centralia. That's per game average.
Yeah.
They average 39% from the field. They average just 27% for three, so they're a little bit, you know, around that as well. So their game, they're playing their style and their game for the most part in this one. The biggest thing I feel like that has just taken them out of a little bit of rhythm, or maybe even a little bit out of what they're comfortable with, is you've got Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, and Tava Gibbs all with 2 fouls that they had to play a little bit softer, not as aggressive on the defensive end.
Yeah, they're a physical team, Centralia is. They like to body you and kind of bully you around a little bit. And as soon as you start getting into foul trouble, you just can't do that as often. Then you feel like sometimes you're playing on your heels. You want to be aggressive, but you can't. And that can be frustrating.
Both teams went 8 deep in that, or check that. Little River went 7 deep in that first half. Centralia went 8 deep in that first half. Again, no field goals other than 3-pointers made for Little River in that first half. That, to me, is an incredible statistic. Just based off the sheer size that they do have, they're not making anything down low. They're playing really good defense, are the Panthers, when they do enter it into the block. And no run-out opportunities, so no easy layups for Little River.
Yeah, I think Centralia's doing what they want. I mean, as far as the game plan, they've controlled tempo for the most part. It's been kind of a frantic pace. I think the thing for Centralia, they just have to be a little more efficient in the half-court offensive set. They didn't really attack a lot inside, and it's difficult to do against the zone, but you got to start finding ways to get Tava Gibbs some looks on the block, and then Haverkamp, oftentimes she'll flash to the high post area. You could run a pretty effective high-low game, so might be something to look for here in the second half, how they attack that zone.
Centralia was up 21-14 with just over 3.5 minutes to go in the first half, but a big run of 11 3 to end that half by Little River. They have a one-point lead. Second half action's coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report, close to home, far from debt. The road to glory continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Here in Dodge City for the second half action is a 25-24 Little River leading Centralia to begin the second half. Now moving right to left are the Redskins. Centralia will go left to right across your dial. Jake and Bob's with you. Kirk Gilman back at the studios. Strecker with the right-handed dribble. Same starting five. Strecker, Raley, Lafferty, Olander, Feldman in the game for the Redskins. Same starting five for the Panthers. Kramer, Dieters, Gibbs, Haverkamp. Down low, Lafferty against Haverkamp. Over the top, shot missed. Great defense by Josie Haverkamp, and she clears the board for Centralia.
Yeah, Haverkamp just stood her ground, walled up to her, made her shoot over the top.
Dieters, man, she thought about a 35-footer for three, but couldn't get it off. Now down low to Gibbs. Tava shot rejected, ripped away on the rebound, and a foul on Josie Haverkamp. That's going to be her second. So Haverkamp 2, Gibbs 2, Kramer, each with 2.
Erica Feldman, she's got a real long wingspan, and what happened, Tava Gibbs, she caught it. She was open on the block for a second, turned like she was going to have an easy bucket, but the length of Feldman made it tough for Tava Gibbs. She just shot it right into her hands.
That reset of your lineup was presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Lafferty in the lane, kicks it right wing now. Here's Feldman driving baseline, elevates, fadeaway is good. Feldman, that's the first two-point field goal in the game. For Little River, their lead now is 3.
Yeah, Feldman, she really can do it all. She can knock down shots from 20 feet away. She can shoot off of the dribble.
Right wing it goes. Hayden Kramer has her dribble but doesn't use it. Nice give and go down low to Tava Gibbs off the window. No. Gibbs on the reception from Haverkamp. Had the matchup against Lafferty but couldn't get it to drop. Quickly up the floor come the Redskins. Top of the key. Strecker, right wing. Feldman fires a 3. No. Rebound underneath by Dieters, and a near foul there by Little River, but Dieters able to clear across the timeline. Down by 3. Here come the Panthers. Baseline drive off the window. No, but she's fouled, and Dieters will go to the line for 2. That's the aggressiveness that Owen Dieters has been so well known for across the state.
Yeah, I like that aggressiveness. Dieters, she got the rebound, dribbled 80 feet down the court, didn't hesitate, took it strong to the basket, threw the foul.
She's only 1 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight, but 2 coming here. First one good.
That was on Lafferty, just her first. Another toss here for the senior. It's good. Peters pacing the way for the Panthers. No surprise with that, Vaz, as she's now got 13 in the game. 6:10 to go in this third quarter. 27-26, Little River. Redskins with the basketball. Driving baseline, kicking it into the corner. It was kicked out of bounds. It'll stay Little River basketball. Coach Cy Ross pacing the far sideline as Dusty Thompson is on his side as well for the Panthers. I don't think either coach has sat down yet in this game. No, they're probably a little bit nervous. Strecker, entry to Lafferty was too wide, and a turnover on Little River. That is their 10th of the game. Centralia can take the lead with the basket here. Under 6 minutes to go in the third. 27-26, Little River with the lead. Dava Gibbs on the left wing extended. Now swings it back to the right. Hayden Kramer dribbles it to the corner. Now kicks it top of the key to Gibbs. Back to the right of Peters. Deep right wing. Three on the way is short. Maybe partially blocked by Feldman. Here come the Redskins in transition. Lafferty with a right-handed dribble. Jump stops right in front of us on the near sideline. Needs some help. Top of the key to Strecker. She'll reset. Holding the basketball on her right hip with her feet planted near the timeline. Now she starts her dribble with 5:15 to go in the third. Dieters comes out on her. Screen is set. Right wing. Lafferty trying to get an entry to Feldman. Nice job by Gibbs. Now it does go to Feldman. Gibbs, great defense. Rebound. Tatum Kramer for the Panthers. Ooh. Lucky break for Centralia. Three girls went after the rebound. It bounced off of three of them. Tatum Kramer, wild shot off the window. No. Fight for the rebound. Out of bounds to the Panthers. Love the aggressiveness we're seeing from Centralia. Not only settling for shots, but able to go to the rack. Peters to trigger it in. Underneath their own basket. Centralia needs to get it in. They do to Josie Haverkamp. Fading away. It's the side of the backboard. Maybe not the set shot that Coach Thompson was looking for. Centralia, they're just hurrying their shots a little bit. They're kind of forcing the action. And as a consequence, they're throwing some shots up that's a little ill-advised. Top of the key, Strecker. Right wing, now it goes to Olander into the corner to Rayleigh. Now Lafferty, top of the key. Little River running a four-out offense, and they're posting Feldman up on the block. She's really working block to block. They're intentionally trying to get her the ball in the paint. Lafferty on the right wing, she'll fire a three. No. Rebound, Dieters versus Centralia. Bumped by Strecker, no whistle. Here comes Dieters, dribbles between two defenders looking to push. Hayden Kramer set up in the corner. Can she see her? No. Dieters just wildly throws up a shot, and we got a jump ball possession stays with Centralia. Dieters looking for contact there. Contact did come, but these officials letting the play through here.
Well, and you can kind of see Owen Dieters. I think she probably had her mind made up right before she got to half court that she was going to take that all the way to the rack.
Dieters to trigger it in for Centralia, down by one. 4:09 to go in the third frame. Centralia triggers it in. Tatum Kramer, top of the key, Hayden. Hayden will dribble with the right hand, trying to go baseline on the right side. Contact is there, and she hits the deck hard. That's going to be a shooting foul on Saylin Rayleigh. Hayden Kramer, good aggressiveness there. She'll go to the stripe to shoot a pair. 60% foul shooter on the season. 4:03 to go here in the third. Kramer's first toss, in and out. An area of struggle here in this ballgame so far for Centralia.
Centralia was just 1 of 5 in the first half from the free throw line. They're 2 of 3 here in the second half, but that's something they can't waste those opportunities.
Rempe will go out as, or come in, excuse me, as Tatum Kramer goes out. Haverkamp out as Cora Thompson checks back in. Kramer trying to tie this game up with a free throw, and it's short. Ofer for the Panthers from the line. As Bob mentioned, struggle here in this ballgame. Feldman across the timeline. Under 4 minutes to go in this period. Strecker to the right wing. Ball loose on the deck. Hayden Kramer nearly picked it up. Rempe comes to trap. Into the middle of the lane. Strecker. Ball ripped away. Still loose on the deck. Picked up by Lafferty on the right block. Her shot missed, but she's fouled. And will go to the line for two.
That's a 50-50 balls right there. Little River diving all over the place. Some Centralia girls kind of watching to see what happened. And Little River picks it up. Lafferty gets it. Goes strong to the rim. And a foul by Centralia.
Cora Thompson picks up her first. Free throw by Lafferty is no good. Lafferty now, this is going to be her fifth free throw attempt of the game. She is 1 out of 4 so far. 3:40 to go in the third. Free throw. Good. 2-point lead now for Little River, 28-26. Remember, Centralia led this game 21-14, midway point of the second quarter. Little River on an extended 14-5 run dating back to that point.
Yeah, Little River was a little sped up early, and maybe nerves a piece of that. They settled in, and they've been pretty effective offensively since that point.
Lucy right back in the game for the Redskins. She replaces Lafferty. Here's Dieters trying to go baseline. Cut off there by Strecker. Now Rempe on the right wing. Skips it left wing. Hayden Kramer skips it far corner now. Dieters will fire right corner three on the way. It's up and through. Owen Dieters gives the Panthers their first lead in quite some time at 3:18 to go on the third.
That was a much better offensive possession from Centralia. Better shot selection. They moved the ball side to side. Got the skip pass to Owen Dieters in the corner.
Feldman, she'll fire to try to answer. That's short. That's an air ball out of play. It'll be Centralia basketball. And a faithful from the Panthers to their feet. 3:04 to go. Owen Dieters, that was her third triple of the game.
I think success is going to come from or for Centralia when they slow down just a little bit in their half-court offense.
16 points in the game for Dieters. She controls the dribble across the timeline now. Again, Centralia moving left to right. Dieters will fire another three on the way. It's good! She pumps her fist to the crowd and says, get up! As the Panthers are now up by 4.
That was a deep, deep 3 when she shot it. I cringed like, no, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes. Now on the left wing, trying to answer it. A shot by Look, no good. Rebound Rempe and the Panthers with Uncle Mo on their side with 2.5 to go in the third. Now Dieters, maybe a heat check. No, head fake on a 3. In the lane, elevate, shot, miss. Rebound put back up and through by Gibbs, but a foul prior to. They called the foul when Dieters. But you can't hear the whistle as loud as it is in this gym.
It's awfully loud, especially with the student section behind us. But here's what's happened the last 3 or 4 possessions. Centralia's doing a really good job of forcing the tempo, and Little River is speeding up. They're taking some ill-advised shots. And once that happens, Centralia, though, they're able to settle down offensively, and they've had some really good looks as a result.
First free throw made by Owen. One more here. And I think Dieters has flipped the switch now. Struggling from the free throw line early. And a turnover here on Little River. Keelan Rempe. Just a lazy entry pass to Seth Phelan Rally. And Keelan Rempe, the aggressiveness, forces the turnover. Centralia with a now 6-point lead. And the basketball. Coach Cy Rawls and Little River wants a timeout. 2:24 to go in the third quarter. It's 34-28 Centralia. We're back after this timeout on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls. With the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Well, it was 28-24, Boz, and now it's a 10-0 run by Centralia, sparked by Owen Dieters, and this defense by the Panthers turning it up here in the third frame.
Yeah, they're really forcing Little River into a really uncomfortable offensive rhythm, and they're taking advantage of it on Centralia's offensive side.
Panthers with the basketball, down to Dieters in the middle of the lane, through two defenders, shot missed, rebound collected by Little River. Full court pressure being applied once again. Now they back off to the Panthers. It's Gibbs, Haverkamp, Dieters, Kramer. That's Hayden and Keelan Rempe. Resetting your lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Feldman skips it near side. Rempe goes for the steal. Can't get it. Now baseline drive. Shot missed. Backside rebound by Lafferty. Jump ball. Possession stays with Little River. Great job that time by Hayden Kramer to tie up Lafferty.
Again, you're noticing with Little River, that was one pass and a drive to the basket. They're forcing Little River to play, I think, just
at a speed they're not comfortable with on the offensive side right now. Little River already in their set, and they didn't even have the basketball. Now they're going to trigger it in with Rayleigh. Gets it into Feldman on the far right wing. Feldman into the lane, kicks it left wing. Now into the corner. Rayleigh, her pass too high. I don't know how you could throw it too high, but she does to Feldman at the turnover. Now number 11 on Little River. Dieters into the front court. Owen, senior guard, senior leader on this team, looking to drive baseline off Feldman. She gets some contact, whistle, and she'll go to the line for two. Yeah, Little River really doesn't have an answer right now for Owen Dieters. Owen stepped back like she was going to pull up for a three. That brought Feldman out, and then Dieters blew past her to the rim, drawing the foul. Two free throws here for Owen. Makes the first. Not many times can you watch live and see when somebody takes a game over, and we're witnessing that right now with this senior leader of Owen Dieters struggling from the free throw line early. She makes both there, but since that moment, Boz, it's now a 12-0 run by Centralia, all led by Owen Dieters. She's got 8 of the 12. Rayleigh with the dribble, crosses the timeline, and deflection picked up by Look. That's Evie. Now left wing, it comes Feldman. Top of the key. Entry pass down to Lafferty. Kicks out Feldman. She'll fire a three. No. Rebound, Tatum Kramer. Now Cora Thompson over to Rempe. Back to Dieters. Better possession for Little River. They went to that inside-out game that they liked. They went into Lafferty. Kick out three for Feldman. She just couldn't knock it down. 36-28. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Dieters. Right-handed dribble. Looking to drive. Pass two defenders. Shot nearly went in, but Feldman altered that one. Rebound by Lafferty, and then a foul here on Lafferty as Owen Dieters looks at the student section and says, come on, baby. It's a moving screen, turnover on Little River, and Lafferty, I mean, it was right in front of the official, lowered her shoulder into Dieters instead of standing still to try and set a pick.
I think Owen, she's pretty good at selling those too. She kind of flew off to the side. It was definitely a shoulder into her, but sometimes officials will let that go.
Haver Campbell come in. Going out is Cora Thompson. Hayden Kramer will come in, replacing Tatum. So it's Rempe, Hayden Kramer, Dieters, Haver Camp, and Gibbs for Centralia. 48 seconds to go in the third frame. Up by 12. Down by 4 not too long ago. Dribble handoff. Here's Dieters. 40 seconds. Started tightly by Strecker. Trying to go past her. Strecker, great defense. Dieters hits the deck, and we've got a... We have a timeout? We do. Centralia with a timeout. The official says that Centralia had possession when Dieters hit the deck. Timeout on the floor. 36 seconds to go. 36-28, Centralia with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're on the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Jacob Boz with you, and we got to make a quick correction, Boz. We said Owen Dieters taking the game over. I said she had 8 points. No, she's got all 12 points for Centralia on this run right now. Into the middle of the lane, out of the timeout. Hayden Kramer, shot missed. Gets her own rebound. Put back, no, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line for two.
Outstanding effort right now from Centralia. Hayden Kramer took the ball strong to the basket. Got it partially blocked. She didn't give up on the play, though. She got her own offensive rebound, took it up again, and drew the foul.
Two free throws coming here for Hayden Kramer. 0 for 2 on the day. Makes the first. 60% foul shooter. That's the third foul on Little River's Evie Look. Tatum Kramer back in, so is Cora Thompson. Haverkamp out, Gibbs out. I love the substitution here by Coach Thompson. Getting Gibbs and Haverkamp out, both have two fouls. The final 31 seconds of this quarter. Second free throw by Kramer is good. She'll go out of the game. She also has two fouls. Melina Becker checks in for Centralia. Again, it was 28-24.
This is a 14-0 run here in the third quarter. 38-28 Centralia with the lead. 24 seconds to go in the quarter.
It's going to be a tough guard for Centralia right now, though. They are very small on the court.
Look, looking to drive into the lane. Now Feldman, turnaround Jay in the middle of the lane. No. Strecker, rebound, putback is good. That breaks that 14-0 run. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. 38-30 Centralia. 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Dieter, she'll step back for a three. She hits it.
Why not?
Owen Dieters buries it from the corner, looks at the crowd. She has 15 points in the third quarter, and the Centralia lead is 11. Let's go to the final quarter of play. It's Centralia 41, Little River 30, here on the MSC Sports Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
Prioritize your health on Saturday, April 5th, and join Community Healthcare System in Holton or St. Mary's for the annual Spring Health Fair. This is your chance to get low-cost labs, including complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening for just $30. And men, you can add a PSA test for $15. Call the St. Mary's Clinic at 785-437-3734 or the Holton Family Health Center at 785-364-3205 to schedule your appointment. Walk-ins are also welcome. We hope to see you in Holton or St. Mary's on Saturday, April 5th.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Fourth quarter, Centralia moving left to right. Nice entry pass, Josie Haberkamp. Rush the shot, rebound for Tabe again. Offensive rebound, putback, no. Ball loose on the deck on the rebound, picked up by Feldman for Little River. 41-30, Centralia with the lead. Little River with the basketball still in the backcourt as Rayleigh's able to break the timeline. Rayleigh into the front court. Feldman, three on the way. Bounces in. Soft bounce off the front of the rim. She had three threes in the first half. First bucket here in the second for Feldman. 41-33. Dieters with the dribble. She had 15 of the 17 in the third frame for Centralia. Owen back to the top of the key. Tatum Kramer back to Owen Dieters. Down low it goes to Josie Haberkamp. Turn around off the window. No, and a lot of contact. No whistle. Haberkamp slow to get up. Here comes Little River across the sideline with Rayleigh. 6:50 to go. 8-point lead here for the Panthers. Their largest of the game has been 11 just a moment ago. Feldman, she'll do a heat check. Straight away three. No. Rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer for Centralia. Like to see Centralia just run some offense here. They've got a little stagnant, just not a whole lot of passes right now. Nice cut by Gibbs in the middle of the lane. Shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Little River. Caught on the baseline is Rayleigh. Gets it up the floor to Feldman. Tatum Kramer guarding her, and Tatum picks up her third personal foul. Maybe not the worst foul in the world right there. In transition,
it was going to be a two-on-one break. Tatum hustled back and picked up the foul, stopped the transition.
Coach Thompson got every eye on black-on-black jerseys on the court to look at him, and he said, slow things down just a little bit.
There's a whole lot of dribble and one-on-one action going on right now for Centralia. They need to move the ball, get a good offensive possession.
Right wing it goes. Evie Look drives into the lane, out of the left lane line, hits the deck, ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Little River. Owen Dieters talking with the official, thought she dribbled it off her own foot. Redskins will trigger it in with Salen Rayleigh. Underneath the basket for Little River. Panthers by 8, 6, 10 to go here in this fourth quarter. Strecker, right wing, three on the way by Look. No, but she's fouled and will go to the line for three. And if that's on Josie Haberkamp, that's her third, and it is.
It was a little bit of a late closeout that time by Josie Haberkamp. She jumped at it, trying to get a piece of it, and went into the shooter as she came down.
So three free throws for Evie Look, who's 1-for-2 tonight. First one bounces around and out. Two more coming here for the junior. Little River, not a single senior on this roster. Second one is good. One more coming here for a look. It's 41-34, Centralia. That one is good as well. Two for three from the line there for a look. It's a 5-0 run to begin the quarter here by Little River. Pressure now. Centralia breaks it with ease into the front court. Peters on the right wing. Dribbles into the lane. Left hand now will back things out with under 6 minutes to go in this ball game. Peters into the lane. Right wing stepping in is Taylor Gibbs. She nails it from 15. She's got 8 in the game, her first basket in the second half.
And that's what I'd like to see Centralia do. Dribble attack to the paint, kick out to open shooters.
Down low it goes to Feldman. Guarded by Gibbs. Her turnaround, Jay, no good. Coach Rawls is begging for a foul to be called there, but great defense by Tava. Now Owen Dieters crossing the timeline. Strecker guarding her. Gives it off to Hayden Kramer. Dribbles between the rings. Hands it back off to Dieters. They'll reset offense here. Strecker guarding Dieters. Dieters trying to get by Strecker. Man, she's a great defender.
Strecker really good. Quick defensively. Not giving Owen Dieters any room to breathe.
And there's a foul here on Strecker. At that time, she got a little too close. 5:06 to go. I believe that's just her first. The way she's able to play defense that aggressively and just pick up her first foul with 5:06 to go in the game, nothing short of impressive. Peters to trigger it in here on the near sideline. Into the front court it goes to Kramer. That's Hayden. Extended man-to-man defense here by Little River. Tatum Kramer now on the left wing. Dribble weave, handoff with Dieters. Rejects the screen from Haverkamp. Now Josie will try and set another one. The Strecker able to go over the top, and Dieters collides with Hayden Kramer. Hayden able to keep her dribble. Now to Tatum. Entry pass down low to Tatum. Gibbs loses the handle on it out of bounds. Turnover on Centralia.
That was a good possession, though. They moved the ball side to side. Got what they wanted. An entry pass to Tava Gibbs. Tava just couldn't quite get the handle and dropped it out of bounds.
Lafferty comes back into the ball game. Lafferty with Feldman. Also Edie Look, Strecker, and Rayleigh in for Little River. Peters, Tatum, and Hayden Kramer, and the Twin Towers, Tava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp. Ball loose on the deck, but they'll call a foul prior to on Hayden Kramer, and that's number 3. Not a shooting foul, so they will trigger it in underneath their own basket. 3 fouls now on Tatum, Hayden, and Josie. 4:30 to go in this contest. State title on the line. Rayleigh gets it in. Lafferty on the left wing. Into the corner goes. Now Feldman, right-handed dribble, top of the key. Trying to go one-on-one against Haverkamp. Gives it off into the corner. Now Evie Look. Entry pass, Lafferty on the backside. Triple team underneath the basket. Somehow makes enough room to bank it home. Timeout, Little River. It's 43-37 now with 4:12 to go in this one. What was once an 11-point lead for the Panthers is trimmed to 6. We're back in 30 seconds to Dodge City. 1A Division I Girls State Championship Basketball. Don't go anywhere on the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes, but actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Dodge City out of the Little River timeout. The lead has been trimmed down to 6. It's 43-37, 4:12 to go in this state championship girls game in the classification of 1A Division I. Jake and Buzz with you here on this amazing championship Saturday. Kirk Kilman back in studio. 2-2-1 full court pressure from Little River. Centralia does a nice job of breaking the press. Aiden Kramer on the right wing now with Owen Dieters between the circles. Haberkamp's posting up down low, but they can't get the entry to her. Aiden Kramer with the right-handed dribble. Screen coming from Josie Haberkamp. Able to get it back to Owen Dieters with 3:40 to go in this game. Strecker all over Dieters at the top of the key. Good screen here by Gibbs, and an offensive foul will be called on Taylor Gibbs. That's going to be number three, a moving screen. They say she extended her leg out on that screen. So with 3:37 to go, it's a six-point Centralia lead, but a turnover, number 10 in the game. Full court man-to-man pressure here by Centralia. The Panther faithful come to their feet. 3:30 to go. Six-point lead for the Panthers. Feel like this is a big, big possession defensively for Centralia. Here's a shot blocked, but a foul on Tatum Kramer, number four. It's going to send Salen Raley to the line for two. Her first two tosses of the night. Keelan Rempe quickly to the scorer's table. I said it was a big possession defensively. You kind of feel momentum swinging in the favor of Little River. Free throw, no. Dieters hit that three to end the third frame. Buzz has not scored since then. No points in this fourth frame for Owen. Second toss is good by Raley. Back into the game, Havana Olander for Little River. Still full court pressure here. As mentioned, Rempe came in for Tatum Kramer, who just picked up her fourth. Gibbs across the timeline, Rempe in the left corner. Head fakes on a three. Now Dieter's looking to drive baseline. And kind of noticing Centralia not really looking to score right now in the last few possessions. Yeah, they've been close to a travel by Tava Gibbs. They're being a little more patient offensively. The problem is you don't want to just stop everything offensively. 3 minutes even to go. 43-38 Centralia. Timeout, Coach Thompson and the Panthers. We're back in 30 seconds. Don't go anywhere. Grab your popcorn if you need to. Grab a drink. We've got a fun 3 minutes coming up. A champion will be crowned here on 92.1 FM's coverage of state championship basketball on the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here at Dodge City, Jake and Boz courtside, and Kirk Kilman back at the studio to tell you with the basketball out of the Coach Thompson timeout and a five-point lead, 3 minutes even to go. Owen Dieters are triggered in on the near sideline, gets it into the backcourt. Hayden Kramer joined on the floor by Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp, Keelan Rempe. Resetting your lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha, and a foul here on Little River will be on Adeline Strecker. And that's going to be her second team foul, number two in the quarter. So plenty of fouls to give for Little River. Panthers get it into Gibbs, right back to Dieters. Josie Haberkamp battling down low with Feldman. Dieters looking to drive right lane line. A lot of contact, and she's fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
Yeah, Coach Rawls for Little River, he's beside himself. He's trying to get his girls to come up and put pressure, but Owen Dieters, she's so strong. Handling the ball. That time she's going to the rim. Strecker just pushed her off of her driving lane.
Third foul on Strecker, and Dieters buries the first free throw. That's the first point for Dieters in this final frame. Second one missed. This was 41-30 heading into the fourth. It's been an 8-3 run here by Little River in this frame. 2.5 to go in this one. In the front court, Little River with the basketball. Evie looks. Top of the key, Strecker looking to drive right lane line. Blow by pass, Rempe. Wild shot miss. Rebound, Haverkamp. She gets it off to Dieters. Owen in the backcourt with 2:15 to go. Still in the backcourt. Rempe gets across the timeline to Hayden Kramer. They slow things down now. Back to Dieters. Owen looks at Coach Thompson. He says, let's run some motion here. Screen coming from Gibbs. Dieters looking to drive baseline, and Strecker pokes the ball free. Kept alive by Gibbs underneath the basket. Shot missed. Gets her own rebound. Put back. Yes, by Tava Gibbs.
Big bucket by Tava. Feldman's caused her problems tonight with her length. She got the first shot blocked. She stuck with it and put it back in.
10 points. Now a three on the way from Little River is short. Rebound. Tapped around and collected. Now ball on the deck once again. Diving bodies everywhere. Picked up by Little River. Look. Now on the right wing, Feldman driving baseline. Foul here on Hayden Kramer will be her fourth. And sending to the line, Erica Feldman, who has yet to shoot a free throw tonight. Tough break for Centralia right there. They got a quick shot, but they didn't collect that defensive board. Tava Gibbs a little shaken up right now as she hit the deck hard. So Feldman to the line to shoot two, her first trip tonight. She's got 14 in the game. First one is short.
Foul trouble still kind of mounting up for Centralia. They're kind of hanging on. Hayden Kramer's got four. Tatum Kramer's got four. Gibbs and Haverkamp both with three.
One more coming here for Feldman. 1:33 to go. Centralia lead is 8. Feldman's second free throw is good. Timeout, Coach Rawls of Little River. It's 46-39. Little River trailing by 7. To the Panthers of Centralia. Full timeout. We'll take a 30. Back here in just a moment. 1:33 to go in this title game. 46-39 Centralia on the road to glory, presented by Giant Mobile.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Here in Dodge City, out of the timeout by Little River, it's Centralia with a 7-point lead and the basketball. 1 minute, 33 seconds before a champion is crowned here in Dodge City. Class 1A, Division I girls. Centralia trying to get their 6th state title in team history. First of 2016. Gibbs to trigger it in. Gets it into Hayden Kramer in the backcourt. Man-to-man pressure being applied. Trap comes. Hayden Kramer is stuck. Needs some help. Needs to cross the timeline. Finds Gibbs, who does so. 1:24 to go. Now Dieters with the basketball. Strecker guarding her. 3 team fouls on Little River, so still 1 to give before free throws for Centralia. 1:10 to go. Strecker near steal. Ball on the deck and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on Centralia. Strecker is that gnat that won't let up.
Yeah, she's, you know, you look at it, Dieters has got 20-some-odd points in this game, so you might look at just the box score and say Strecker didn't play very good defense. But she has. She's been really aggressive with Owen Dieters.
Gibbs, or check that, Haverkamp will go out. Cora Thompson will come in. Lafferty will come back in for Little River. So Gibbs will be guarding Feldman. Under 70 seconds to go. It's 7-point Centralia lead. Little River with the basketball crossing the timeline now. Rayleigh, 1 minute to go. Into the lane. Shot off the window. No. Blocking foul will be called here on the attempt by Rayleigh, and she will go to the line to shoot a pair. And that foul will be on Hayden Kramer, and she has fouled out of this game with 5 points with 56 seconds to go.
The
a little more pressure on the guards from Centralia. Hayden Kramer, one of your ball handlers against this press that you know is coming from Little River. Rempe comes in to replace her. Two free throws here for Rayleigh. Free throw is good. Makes this a six-point game. You almost feel like Centralia, they're just kind of holding on right now. Second free throw. No good. Rebound Dieters for Centralia. Lafferty instantly jumps into full court pressure on her. Now passes her off to Strecker. Dieters crosses the timeline. Strecker called for the foul. That's going to be her fourth. And that's the fourth team foul. The next whistle against Little River. Dieters thinks that's five. That's just the fourth team foul. One more. Four on Strecker as well. So back into the game, Havana Olander for Lafferty. Dieters to trigger it in. 48 seconds to go. 46-40 Centralia. Dieters to trigger. Gets it into Tava Gibbs. Close to the timeline. Back to Dieters. Goes up the sideline. Guarded by Strecker. Caught in the corner. Trap comes. And trying to bounce it off of the defender. Gets it off of Rempe. And there's a timeout by Coach Thompson. That was a scramble drill. Near turnover. But Rempe able to collect it. Timeout Centralia. 37 seconds to go. We'll keep this one here. 46-40. Centralia with the lead by six. And they've got the basketball. But a main contributor, ball handler, Hayden Kramer, just fouled out of this game 15 seconds ago. Keelan Rempe in the game to replace her. Boss, if you're Coach Thompson, what are you drawing up right now?
Well, the ball's being taken out in a dangerous spot. It's all the way on the sideline near the half-court line. Centralia, they got to run something where they get a screen, maybe going into the backcourt, take up some more time off the clock. But you've got to find a way. Owen Dieters inbounded the last ball. I think she might inbound it into the backcourt, then go get it. That way you've got one of your better foul shooters with the ball. I think Little River's got a foul right away so they can get some extra possession.
2016, the last time Centralia hoisted a state title in girls basketball. They've done it five total times in their program history. This is their 11th trip to a title, second in the last 4 years. They're 37 seconds away from doing it again. Dieters near the timeline and a foul here. That's on Strecker. That's number five, and it is. Dieters will go to the line to shoot two. And Strecker's, that junior guard who will come back one more year for Coach Ty Rolfs. She's one, man, again, didn't score a whole lot. Dieters had a good night offensively, but she was a pest on the defensive end.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, she was great tonight defensively, but here's the scary thing. You're going to see this exact same lineup next year for Little River.
Dieters to the line for two, 34 seconds left, a lot of games still. Six-point game, these are huge free throws for the senior Dieters. First free throw, rattles home.
Kind of feel a little separation. You make this next free throw, you're up eight with 34 seconds. I feel a little bit better.
47-40. Haverkamp out, Thompson back in. Free throw by Dieters. It's good. Big time free throws from the senior. 48-40 Centralia, 34 seconds to go. Bringing it up the timelines, Rayleigh. Crossed the timeline with 30 seconds. Nearly lost the handle of it. Gives it off.
Don't foul. No fouls.
Now Rayleigh. Off the look. A three. It's good. Evie Rayleigh. Timeout. Coach Rolfs. It's 48-43 with 19 seconds left. 30-second break. We'll keep this one here. You told me in the quarter break, Little River will not go away. They will make a run. And this fourth quarter has been so nip and tuck. Here for the final 19 seconds and a five-point lead for the Panthers.
Little Rivers, they're a really good team. I mean, they're just too good. They're not going to just fall over and let you beat them. They made a pretty tough comeback here, and it's still within reach. I mean, you never – I know as a coach, I don't ever feel good till there's about 5 seconds on the clock. There's 19.4 left. Centralia's up five. They're going to get the ball, and they're going to face a full-court press from Little River. Little River's running three guards up front defensively. Centralia's only had two, trying to screen and roll and try to get your guards open. I'd like to see Centralia do something a little different, and they do. It looks like they're going to bring all four players from Centralia up on the free throw line.
48-43, 19 seconds to go. Centralia with the basketball, trying to trigger it into the backcourt. Tava trying to throw it in, needs some help.
and gets it into Tatum Kramer, still in the backcourt, back to Gibbs, now to Dieters. Dieters with the right-hand dribble, 15 seconds, up to Tatum Kramer, across the timeline, 13 seconds, back to Dieters, and a foul will be called on Tatum, or for Tatum Kramer, foul on Little River with 12 seconds to go. It's 48-43, two big free throws coming here for the Panthers.
Really good job on the full-court pressure on that inbounds play. They ran a screen for Dieters to get it in the corner, but then Tatum Kramer floated away from the ball. Gibbs was able to find her.
First free throw, bounces in, hit the back of the iron, spun straight up, Boz, and you talked about these soft rims here in Dodge City.
They are soft. That's a shooter's touch. She knew it all the time.
Six-point game. This can make it a three possession with the free throw. First, your second one, it's good. Seven-point lead for Centralia. 10 seconds to go. Here comes Rayleigh across the timeline. Up to look, ball on the deck. Tatum's got it. Now Owen Dieters in the backcourt with two, with one. Centralia, 50-43. Your 1A Division I state champions for the first time since 2016. Centralia is at the top of the girls' state basketball bracket here in Dodge City.
What a finish. We knew Little River would make a run. Clutch free throws down the stretch by Centralia. Gave them the breathing room they needed, and they finished with a big-time win.
Four straight free throws down the stretch from Tatum Kramer and Owen Dieters combined, and the Panthers are the 2025 1A Division I girls state champions, the 11th title, or 6th title, excuse me, in school history. We'll step aside. We've got a lot to break down here. We'll have head coach Dusty Thompson. We'll have a couple players. We got a lot of fun to talk about. The Centralia Panthers are state champions. We're back after this with the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network's Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Helmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Text them when you're done.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in Dodge City, Jake and Boz with you. And an exciting, exciting day, an exciting tournament, capped off with a state title for the Centralia Panthers. And how about Northeast Kansas basketball as they're about to get the trophy to Little River for their state runner-up. And then Centralia's about to explode when they get their championship trophy. The first one since 2016, their sixth in program history. And I am excited to break this one down with my partner, Boz Kirk Kilman, back in the studio. And an amazing job, an amazing tournament, an amazing season by a team that all year long they were told that you're going to end up playing Little River. You're going to end up playing Little River. And, Boz, you and I were around Dodge City, and I tell you, last night we were told by a couple people that they felt like Little River Quincher game last night was the state championship game. I've got news for them. Today was the state championship game, and the Centralia Panthers are the state champions in Class 1A Division 1.
Yeah, when we heard that the Quinter-Little River game was the state title, I thought, hold on, wait a minute. So not only did Centralia beat Little River in the state title, but Troy got third place and beat Quinter as well. You can't knock Northeast Kansas basketball. We're so fortunate. Fantastic teams. Love to see Centralia get this state title.
50-43 is your final score. We'll have head coach Dusty Thompson coming over here in just a little bit I think he's going to make his way over to us whenever he's able to. I know they're taking some pictures and everything with the kids. We'll hopefully be joined by a few of these kids as well here in our post game presented by B Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, trust the best in the business online at BeOutdoorsRealEstate.com. Proud post-game sponsor. You're listening to the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile. And, Coach, is there any better glorious feeling than what you got right now?
No. I mean, I wish the fourth quarter had gotten over 20 minutes ago. But, no, otherwise, them girls played a hell of a ball game today.
It was a great contest, 50-43. You guys had every opportunity in that first half. Some things kind of just slip in a different direction. This is a really good Little River team. But tell me what you saw at halftime. You know, you told me this all week long, all season long. We like to get to the half to make our adjustments and figure out what we're going to do in the second half. What clicked in that third quarter? Owen Dieters goes off for 15 of your 17.
And she did. You know, and we talked. And I said at halftime, you know, that we didn't get some calls the first half, and that's the way things go. And we missed some shots, and they hit some things. You know, I think they had 7 threes. They never made a two-point field goal in the first half.
Correct.
And, like, you know, girls that said all season, your efforts, the one thing you've got control over no matter what else happens out there in a ball game. And we just got to settle in with what we've done. It's been good enough to get us to 25-0. It's good enough to finish a ball game.
Good enough to get you to 26-0 as well, Boz.
Coach, I really thought your defense was outstanding all game long. Just stat for you, if you haven't seen the final ones, you held Little River to 27% from the field in that ball game. Just tell me your mentality. Was that your game plan, just pressure defensively?
It is. You know, and we've said all year that I think our girls, it doesn't matter 7, 8 deep, we can put you in a matchup that you can excel in. You've just got to buy into the fact that you can excel in that and stick with it for four quarters.
Tell me a little bit, Coach, about the senior class that you've got, led by Owen Dieters, obviously, and Tatum Kramer. But, you know, they've been a part of this for so long with deep runs in the postseason. To get them to this point, this culmination, to be able to go out as a senior class and get that title, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears have gone into it. What's that been like the last few years?
Oh, you know, it's been great watching these girls grow and improve. And, you know, I gave Owen her medal, and I told her we waited a long time for this, and I'm proud of you, you know. But it's just buying into everything we're trying to do. And even when, you know, it's like a family. We don't always just agree on everything. And these girls, I'm great with it. You know, they've got ideas, and they got things they think they work, and I'm willing to listen, and they're willing to listen. And, you know, just buy into we're all here for the same reason, and we're damn good together.
Yeah, you guys are extremely good together, 26-0 this season. And this, again, was a matchup that most people all season long wanted to see. Do you think it lived up to the billing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a very, very good ball game. You know, a couple of shots one way or the other, and we could be at the other end of that thing, and I'm glad we're on this side of it.
Anything else for him, Boz?
Nope. Outstanding effort. Heck of a good job.
Coach, we want you to go celebrate with the fans and the rest of your team. Appreciate you for joining us here in our postgame show. Congratulations.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Head coach Dusty Thompson. We'll try and get Owen Dieters. And I got Boz. Coach is going to send us Owen and at least I think Owen and Tatum over here. Gives us a chance to kind of talk about a few more things. We've got our Farmer State Bank player to bank on tonight, presented by the Farmer State Bank in Onega with locations in West Portland and Manhattan. Modern banking, timeless values. That's the Farmer State Bank in Onega. Boz, is there a question tonight on who our player to bank on is?
I'm going to keep you hanging. I'm not going to. Do I have to say it right now?
No, you don't have to.
Maybe I got to think about it.
You want to think about it? All right. How about our final statistics tonight?
I'm just kidding. I know who it is, but we're not going to give that away just yet. Here's the final statistics. We'll start with scoring. Hayden Kramer, she finished the night with 5 points. Tatum Kramer had 4. Owen Dieters, talked about her a lot in the second half, just virtually took over. She finished with 29 points on the night. Tava Gibbs, she hit double figures at 10, and then Josie Haverkamp, she had 2. Scoring for Little River, Strecker had 6, Rayleigh had 5, Lafferty with 7, Evie Look with 9, Olander had 1, Erica Feldman, the big-time player for Little River. Centralia held her to 15 tonight.
Yeah.
Outstanding defensive effort. When you look at the other statistics that we always keep an eye on, this was such a good game, evenly matched across the board. Centralia had 12 turnovers in the game. Against a lot of pressure from Little River. Little River only had 14 turnovers. Really good job. Both teams take care of the ball. The rebounding battle, Centralia out-rebounded them by 1. 37 rebounds for Centralia, 36 for Little River. Here was the key to the game, or the key in the game, I would say, and that was the defensive pressure from Centralia. They held, I mentioned it when we were talking to Coach Thompson, they held Little River to 27% from the field.
Yeah.
That's unheard of. That's a high-power offense.
Yeah.
They've got a ton of weapons, and Centralia's defense made them uncomfortable the entire night.
All right, we're going to come back into our statistics here in a little bit. Boz, I'm going to have you give your headset, if you don't mind, to Tatum Kramer, as well as we've got both Tatum and Owen on with us right now. Girls, first off, I just want to know, this is a long time coming for you guys, I know. You've been a part of this program for 4 years. You've been at the highest of highs now. You've been at the lowest of lows at that heartbreak. What's it like for you right now?
I'll go first. This means so much. You know, 4 years ago, we were on this court in the same position as freshmen, and we had to take big steps to get there, too. And, you know, we want to do it all. I mean, I don't even know what to say. This is so awesome. We lost by 1 freshman year, and, I mean, coming back to this place is awesome. We wanted this so badly for our teammates and for each other. So that's what it meant when we stepped on the floor tonight.
Tatum?
Yeah, the environment here is awesome. We came up and showed up and played for our fans, and, yeah, that's all.
Okay. I want to go back to last year, okay? For one, it was semifinal game against Little River, okay? You guys lose 50-42. State volleyball this past fall, you guys lose to Little River. Was there extra motivation?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We wanted to come out and kick the shit out of
it. Okay. Okay. Well, besides, you guys get a big win here tonight. Tatum, I want to ask you first here. When you guys step on the floor, you guys see you're undersized. You guys see that maybe you don't have the tallest player on the floor. What's the mindset when you're going up against teams that have maybe taller players than you?
You just got to out-hustle them and run the floor and try to beat them down. And, yeah.
Okay.
I'll hustle
him. I love it. Owen, I want to know about the aggressiveness. You took over this game in the third quarter, scoring 15 of the 17 in the third quarter. I told Boz in the middle of the broadcast that I don't think I've ever seen that where you live see someone take over a game. What was the mindset for you?
You know, I knew it was my last game, and before I go to college, I just wanted to do it for the Centralia fans, and I knew what it was going to have to take. I mean, Little River's a pretty good coach team, and they work their butts off just like we do, and I needed to do something about it, and my teammates, we all did it together. So I don't take credit for winning this game just by myself. It's all of us.
Absolutely. A great team effort. I do want to ask you, though, about that half-court heave. I mean, was that something you practiced?
No, but, you know, we always shoot half-court shots, so I had confidence. You know, you always got to go in with confidence.
And then final thing, I'll let you guys go and celebrate, okay? But every single time you guys win. We saw it in the Sub-State Championship. We saw the crowd doing it today. What's it like being a Panther, the way your community and you guys rally around each other, whether you're singing the fight song, whether you're just looking at the crowd and getting them involved in the game? Tatum, what does it mean for you to be a Panther?
Oh, my God. Well, both my sister graduated from here. She was on the 2020, the Final Four team. So yeah. Winning a state championship, especially for all of them, is just awesome.
Oh, and what about you?
You know, this community, also, I'll point out a couple things they did for us this past week. All throughout the week, they've been making videos of what is being a Centralia Panther and what do you want to say to the Centralia Panthers and what does that mean to you? They made a video, and every single one of us on our team cried this morning because of that. I even cried at the beginning of the third quarter when the whole crowd started saying our fight song, and that just means so much. I want to grow up. I want my kids to grow up in that kind of community, so I'm excited.
Okay. Well, girls, go celebrate. Have fun. This bus ride will be a lot more fun now, won't it?
Absolutely. 5 hours. Let's go!
Congratulations to
you.
Owen Dieters, as well as Tatum Paperkamp, or Tatum Kramer. Owen Dieters and Tatum Kramer. Not only is Owen Dieters play electric on the court, she's an exciting interviewer as well. My goodness, she likes to get after it even on the headset.
Absolutely she does. She's a high-energy gal. What I love about it, though, is, you know, sometimes, I don't know, she loves to give credit to the fans, her teammates, all the players around her. This was This was a full team effort. She had a great game, but everybody else had to chip in to get it done.
We're going to have Axel Eagles trying to win a state title here in just a little bit on 92.1 KMCA, as that'll be Crindon Prophet in Colby getting set for that big-time matchup. This is a team on the girls for Centralia that they have long-standing wanted this game. They felt like 2020, 2022, both were opportunities. One of them was ripped away from them, and one of them a tight one-point loss. They climbed the mountain, Buzz. What else did you see in tonight's game that stuck out to you?
Well, we talked early in the broadcast just about them dictating the tempo and pace, and here's the final thought that I've got with this is Centralia was the much more aggressive team, and we knew that coming into it. That's their style. They just bully you all over the court. They're just physical on the glass. They just got after it tonight, and I figured that would be kind of a turning point. Little River hasn't really been tested a lot this year, and I really don't think they were used to that physical style of play that Centralia brought to the game tonight.
Physicality, emotion, hard work, effort, and grit. I think that's when you look up the Twin Valley League. That might be the definition of it. And the Centralia Panthers, the pinnacle here in 1A Division number 1. Centralia will say goodbye to Tatum Kramer, Isabel Haverkamp, Owen Dieters, and Kyra Niehus, all four seniors that will go out on top of the mountain here in 1A Division number 1 in a great tournament, a great year. Perfection, 26-0. This Centralia Panther team, your state champion.
Man, that just doesn't happen a lot. 26-0. It seems like you would stub your toe at one point throughout the season, but they didn't. They just fired on all cylinders. And we talked about it last year when we saw this team play. They were young for the most part. We said, boy, this team's going to be fun to watch, and they're going to have a good run.
And I know you wanted to give your player to bank on with her here, and
that's all right.
That was my fault because Tatum, she wasn't going to do the interview unless she could be on it with Owen,
yeah.
So we made it happen. But go ahead and give us our Farmer State Bank player to bank on tonight, presented by the Farmer State Bank. Again, modern banking, timeless values in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan.
You know, we talked about this being a team victory, and it certainly was. But player of the game tonight for Centralia, Owen Dieters, no question. You mentioned it. You hear about it a lot. You know, oh, that player took over the game. And to see it and witness it in the third quarter, she just kind of said, okay, I'm going to do what I do, and I'm going to score a bunch of points and help my team win. Just went off in the third quarter.
Dominated.
She finished with 29 points on the night, 7 boards. Just more impressively almost, her shooting, she was 5 of 9 behind the 3.
2 of those, one of them from half court, and one of them falling out of bounds at the end of the third.
There was a 100 feet of distance behind the 3-point line on some of those that she made. She was 10 of 14 from the foul line as well. So just a crucial big-time performance from Owen Dieters tonight.
Big-time players make big-time plays, and Owen Dieters is the epitome of a big-time player. And you talked about her specifically, her aggressiveness, her strength. But I love the most about Owen Dieters in that post-game interview right there. Gave credit to the entire team. Said, I didn't win this game. We won this game. And that's that family feeling you get with the Centralia Panthers across the board, whether it's the crowds, the managers, the coaches, or the players.
Yeah, we could spend another 20 minutes talking about stats, but it is. It really has to be a team victory. So just look at the rebounding margin. It was even team to team, but Tava Gibbs, she had 10.7 boards. Josie Haberkamp only scored two tonight, but she had 6 boards. And Hayden Kramer, a guard for Centralia, puts up 5 points scoring, but she gets double figures with 10 boards tonight.
Hayden Kramer, 5'7", gets 10 rebounds in the ball game. An amazing statistical category for this Panther team. Grit, determination, we talked about it, aggressiveness. Man, that's what you get with Centralia basketball. And congratulations to Coach Dusty Thompson, as well as assistant coaches Morgan Kramer, Kurt Rempe, and the entire team. And to you, the listener at home, and this entire fan base that's out here, as we wrap it up here on the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show, before we send the listeners to Colby, what is something that you want to just wrap this up with, man? This has been a fun week. We've got congratulations to the Troy girls. They took 3rd out here. And then Centralia Panthers, your state champions here in 181.
It's just a fun couple, 3 or 4 days. And teams look forward to making it to the state tournament. That's kind of the first step. You got to get here. But once you're here, the environment, just everything about being here is just top-notch. Dodge City, this arena is fantastic. The fans are loud. The student sections are loud. Just a great way to wrap up the high school basketball season, and super happy for Troy. It's tough to come out and win a third-place game after getting beat the night before. Kudos to them. They came out ready to play today, got the job done. And then Centralia, just fantastic way to wrap up their undefeated season.
I'll say it again for those that are not from Northeast Kansas, that got a chance to get a taste of what Northeast Kansas basketball is all about. It rubbed me wrong last night when I heard that comment of last night's Quinter Little River game. That was the state title game. Boss, Northeast Kansas league teams, or Northeast Kansas schools today against those two teams from last night, Troy, big time 14-point win in the third place game, and then Centralia, your state champions, knocking out Little River in the title tilt here today. Well, for our studio producer, Kurt Kilman, for Ray Penning, we've had Seth Tollison this week. MJ, phenomenal crew back at the studios in Hiawatha, making sure everything is going without a blip. I know we had high winds, we had storms, but everything continued on for you folks and all our amazing sponsors throughout this entire week. Don't forget, there are still a few games yet to be played across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here on 92.1 FM KMCA, you will have Crendon Prophet out in Colby, as he's got an amazing matchup here today for the 1A Division II Boys State title. That will be the defending champion, Cunningham Wildcats, taking on the Axel Eagles at 6:15. And then Donovan West, the Mustangs, from the Twin Valley League as well. So Centralia, Axel, Donovan West from the TVO. Donovan West takes on Mound Ridge on 6:15 on 103.9 KNZA for a state championship as well. For my partner, Boz, this is Jake. Thank you so much for listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Centralia, your state champions here in Class 1A Division I, 50-43 over the Little River Redskins. Have a great rest of your weekend. Tune into our other area games throughout the night tonight. And just one final time, Northeast Kansas basketball, just a little bit better than around across the rest of the state. Thanks so much for tuning in. Good night, everybody.